Test, 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 test. Boy, that's acting real funny over here.
Let's see if you got that.
Look at that.
University of Iowa at Fort Hemophilia Bleeders football highlights are on the air with the Coach Tom Outboard Show. Yes, head coach Tom Outboard of UIFH on the air with your host, Chip Javlin.
Thank you very much and welcome back, Bleeders fans. Well, Coach, despite the sub-zero temperatures, the boys seemed anxious to play there at Tsar Nicholas Stadium as they met the Scarlet Flood of Oklahoma.
We met them. I think that's a correct word. You know, Chip, I think on this game we finally turned the corner. You know, we can see light at the end of the tunnel now, and our rebuilding program is really coming alive.
Well, we're all glad to hear that, Coach. So with that in mind, why don't we get right to the highlights?
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's get to the highlights. Here's the opening toss, and look at that.
Well, good. That was the one play that we seemed to have won.
We won the toss. We chose to kick off because we're becoming very good at kicking off. Here's our kicker getting the ball in the air.
You'll notice
the ball is in the air there. And, well, there's the Oklahoma receiver running it back for a touchdown.
Well, some of the boys there in the safety zone, they tighten up a little bit, but I know that you are building, and it's going to happen. Let's get right to the next play here.
Here's our first play from scrimmage, our quarterback, Martin Van Buren Jones. He would have been a great one if he could have gotten past this play. There we are, fumbling the ball, and here's Oklahoma scoring a touchdown.
Well, as long as we're talking about Martin Van Buren Jones, he is a posthumous candidate for the Heisman Trophy this year.
I think he would have been. I don't know if, that was his first play of the year. Last week's quarterback, Carmen Stuka, was... we're taking up a collection, Chip, and I'm sure the listeners...
Well, nonetheless, I'm sure that that's something that all Bleeder fans can be proud of.
And they are, too, and they are.
Here we are at halftime, Coach. It came rather fast.
Yeah, here's my wife at Yosemite National Park. We went there last
time. She seemed to have gained a little weight.
Well, it was vacation.
She feeding you all right?
Chip.
Like those tables, huh?
Here's the second half. Now, here's the ball is in the air again. We're working this year on keeping the ball in the air.
That's your strategy this year.
Yes,
is it not?
There you can see our receiver telling the ball to please go back, go back. He had his fingers on it for just a few seconds there, you noticed. And, he came out of the game after that play, and he's recovering nicely.
Well, here we're getting a good look at that vicious wing offense that the Scarlet Flood is so famous for.
Yeah, here they are scoring another touchdown. But you notice we do have a player there who wasn't injured. That was our defensive end, Abraham Lincoln Blackson. He'll be back next week, I think, if we're talking to him now.
Well, there's the final score, 72 to nothing. We were plus yardage for this game, though.
We were plus yardage, that's right.
That one conversion play took us by surprise.
I hope the alumni remember that.
I think they will remember that.
Next week, we're playing the
Alabama Sluggos.
That's right, the Alabama Sluggos. I think we can really look forward to that game, Chip.
We'll try to get some of that construction equipment off the field there at Tsar Nicholas. Thank you, fans, and come in again next week for Bleeder Highlights.
The University of Iowa at Fort Hemophilia Bleeders Highlights with Coach Tom Outboard will return next week.
It's time for another space adventure with Space Commander Whack. Space Commander! With his sidekick, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
We're off, Stupid Larry. Off to the stars. Come along,
Space Commander. Space Commander Whack, strange being from another planet where they prune their pets and ridicule their children at the breakfast table. Now he's a space commander in the daring space adventure army of Earth. Space Commander Whack! Last time, you remember, the evil droid Donahue and his army of evil bunny rabbits and butterflies from the planet Disney were plotting to throw the Earth off its orbit and send it hurtling toward the sun.
Oh, I've done it! Me, Droid Donahue! The Earth is now on a collision course with the sun! It'll all melt and burn to a crisp! My lifelong dream will then be accomplished! I'll break up those darn Yankees!
Give me five.
Too bad I had to fry the whole planet.
By your leave, sir, how did you do it?
Oh, you impertinent stooge! You're such a spaz! Take that! Hit me again! I'm a bad person! Oh, all right, I'll tell you. No more Dutch rubs. I had my army of a billion bunny rabbits stand on little footstools, and they all jumped off at the same time.
I don't believe
the force
it.
Plunged the Earth towards the sun.
Owies, owies.
I'll bet Space Commander Wack is just burning up! The Earth is now on a collision course with the sun. It'll all melt and burn to a crisp. My lifelong dream will then be accomplished. I'll break up those darn Yankees.
Give me five.
Too bad I had to fry the whole planet.
By your leave, sir, how did you do it?
Oh, you're such a spaz, robot droid. Take that. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I'll tell you. I had my army of a billion bunny rabbits stand on little footstools, and they all jumped off at the same time. The force plunged the Earth towards the sun. I'll bet Space Commander Wack is just burning his cookies up.
Meanwhile, back at... Meanwhile, back at Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth headquarters.
What in tarnation are you doing there, Space Commander Wack?
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Want some Gatorade?
Anyone can see I'm taking off my clothes. It's a beautiful day for a swim. Must
Oops,
be 145 degrees.
But no, Space Commander Wack, the Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth has ordered us to find out why we're getting closer to the sun. Do you hear me?
Closer to the sun.
That's right.
Spooks.
Closer to the sun.
Well then, Stupid Larry, there's only one thing we can do. It's off. To the stars!
Oh,
let's board our spaceship, which we call the spaceship, and get over to Pluto real quick.
Space Commander Wack, I wish we could think of another name for our spaceship.
Good idea. Boys and girls, if you can think of a name for our spaceship, just write it down in Zuby Blood on the crest of a Zeebee Beast. And
Space Commander Wack, never mind. The ship's melted.
Well, it must be the heat. Well, then, into our space patrol saucer, which we call the space patrol saucer. Boys and girls, if you can think of a name for our space patrol...
Do we have to go through that again, Space Commander Wack?
You're right, Stupid Larry. Let's go over the checklist now.
All right.
Helmets?
Yeah.
Toothpaste?
Yo.
Oxygen?
Uh-huh.
Big, large metal thing with lots of dials and buttons?
You bet.
Glorf the dead Martian dog?
Excelsior!
Yes, he's dead, all right. Space Commander Wack? Space Commander.
Oh, yeah.
Video Cosmic G-Ray Deplosion Missiles.
You bet.
Credit cards.
Twice.
Leslie Gore albums.
Nope.
Good. Well, then we're off. Do the countdown, Larry, please.
Okay. 10, 7, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, caught me by surprise again, Stupid Larry. Glorf hit the aft firewall there at about 165 feet per second.
Good thing he was already dead,
yes,
huh?
Yes, but we'll have to get him a new muzzle. Okay, Stupid Larry, give me a warp 3.
What do we do now, Commander Wack?
Oh, well, I don't know what warp 3 is, so I'm not sure. Well, let me put my mind to it here, Stupid Larry. Droid Donahue is behind this, with those cute little evil bunny rabbits of his, no doubt.
Yep.
Gravitational field between Earth and the sun is increasing at a geometric ratio to the amount of tannic acid in all of Neptune's juniper trees.
Huh?
There can only be one solution, Stupid Larry. We must destroy the sun.
Shouldn't we feed it to the computer's first, Commander Wack?
Oh, the heck with those things. What do they know? The only other solution would be binding arbitration, and job owning's never worked in situations like that. Well, there's only one thing, Stupid Larry.
Huh?
Send the hurtling missiles on their mission of doom, their rendezvous with the golden orb that is mother and father to us all.
Say what?
Fire the missiles, would you?
Oh, all right.
Ready?
Yep.
Aim?
Yep.
Fire one. Fire two.
Two? This is fun, Commander Wick.
Did we hit it there, Stupid Larry?
I don't know. It's too dark to see.
Well, good job, Stupid Larry. Boy, it's getting a little chilly in here, isn't it? I don't know. Something gets right to your bones out there.
Has the Earth been saved from a fiery death at the hands of the evil droid Donahue? Well, point your radio telescopes toward the constellation Aquarius this time next week for more thrilling interplanetary adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Space Commander Wack, does this mean I don't need my copper tone anymore?
That's right, Stupid Larry. And boys and girls, this is Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! Asking you to be a good space buddy, and now that it's permanently dark on planet Earth, stay home with your parents permanently. It's time to go off to the stars!
Meanwhile, back at Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth headquarters.
What's that you're doing there, Space Commander Wack?
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Want some Gatorade?
Anyone can see I'm taking off my clothes. It's a beautiful day for a swim. Must be 145 degrees.
Oh, I'm out of Gatorade.
Open support.
Hey, but Space Commander Wack, the Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth has ordered us to find out why we're getting closer to the sun.
Closer to the sun.
Closer to the sun. That's what I said. And hope against hope, we're supposed to do something about it. Isn't that ridiculous?
Stupid Larry, it's off. To the stars!
No,
let's board our spaceship, which we call a spaceship, and get on over to Pluto real quick. Come
Space Commander Wack, I wish we could think of another name for our spaceship.
Good idea. Boys and girls, if you can think of a name for our spaceship, just write it down in Zoopy blood on a crushed beefy
base. Space Commander Wack, never mind. The spaceship's melted now.
Warmer than I thought. No time to lose. Into our space patrol saucer, which we call the space patrol saucer. Boys and girls, if you can
Space Commander Wack, we have to go through that again.
You're right, Stupid Larry. Let's go over the checklist.
Okay.
Helmets?
Yep.
Toothpaste?
You know it.
Engine? Big, large metal thing with lots of dials and buttons?
Excelsior.
Lorf, the dead Martian dog?
Yep.
Kick him. Okay, Space Commander Wack?
Nope.
Space Commander?
Oh, yeah.
Video Cosmic G-Ray Deplosion Missiles?
Whatever you say.
Credit cards?
Uh-huh.
Leslie Gore albums?
Oh, no.
Good. Then we're off to the stars. Do the countdown, Larry, if you please.
Okay, 10, 7, 4, 3, 1, blast off.
Caught me by surprise again, Stupid Larry.
Me too.
EF firewall at about 165 feet per second.
Yep, good thing he was already dead.
Yes, but we'll have to get him a new muzzle. Maybe Dr. Borneo can rebuild it for him.
So what do we do now, Space Commander Wack?
Well, let me put my mind to it, Stupid Larry.
Oh, no.
Droid Donahue was behind this, with those cute little evil bunny rabbits of his, no doubt.
Whatever you
say. The gravitational field between Earth and the Sun is increasing in a geometric ratio to the amount of tannic acid in all of the Neptune juniper trees.
Are you kidding?
Yes. There can only be one solution, Stupid Larry.
Oh, no.
We must destroy the sun.
Commander Wack, can't we think this through?
Of course not. Fire one.
Ooh.
Fire two.
Hey, this is fun.
Did we hit the sun there, Larry?
I don't know.
Did we destroy it?
I don't know, Space Commander Wack. It's too dark to see anything.
Well,
Glorf.
It's getting a little cold, too. Good job, Stupid Larry. Well, boy, the cold out here in the vacuum of space goes right to your bones. I'm telling you, it's weird.
Has the Earth been saved from a fiery death at the hands of the evil sun? Well, point your radio telescope toward the constellation Aquarius this time next week for more thrilling interplanetary adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Does this mean I don't need my copper tone anymore, Commander Wack?
That's right, Stupid Larry. And, boys and girls at home, This is Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! Reminding you that now that it's permanently dark on planet Earth, please stay home with your parents forever. Off to the stars!
Meanwhile, back at Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth headquarters.
Hey, Commander Wack, what's that you're doing there? And do you want some Gatorade?
Why, you fool. No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
I'm out of Gatorade.
Anyone can see I'm taking off my clothes. Beautiful day for a swim. Must be 145 degrees.
Hey, but Space Commander Wack, listen to this. The Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth has ordered us to find out why we're getting closer to the sun.
Closer to the sun,
Closer to the sun, gadzooks. And hope against hope, we're supposed to do something about it.
Only one thing to do, Stupid Larry. Off to the stars.
You're not serious.
Let's board our spaceship, which we call the spaceship, and get on over to Pluto.
Space Commander Wack, much as I hate to say it, I wish we could think of another name for our spaceship.
Boys and girls, if you can think of a name for our spaceship, just crush a platypus in a cyclotron and write your answer.
Space Commander Wack, never mind. The spaceship has melted.
Hotter than I thought, then. Well, no time to waste. Let's get into our space patrol saucer, which we call the space patrol saucer. Boys and girls, if you can think of a name...
Do we have to go through that again, Space Commander?
You're right, Stupid Larry. Well, let's go over the checklist. Helmets?
Yeah.
Toothpaste?
Oh, yeah.
Glorf the Dead Martian Dog?
Uh-huh.
And Cosmic G-Ray Deplosion Missiles?
No.
Leslie Gore albums?
No.
Good. Then, we're off to the stars. Do the countdown, Larry.
Okay, 10, 3, 1.
Okay.
Blast off.
Cut me by surprise again, Stupid Larry.
Glorf
must have hit the aft firewall at about 165 feet per second.
Sure did. Good thing he was already dead.
Yes, but we'll have to get him a new face. Maybe Dr. Borneo can rebuild that for us. Does good work with plastic.
Well, what are we going to do now, Commander
Wack? Well, let me put my mind to the problem here, Stupid Larry.
Oh, no.
Now, Droid Donahue is behind this, no doubt, with those cute little evil bunny rabbits of his. The gravitational field between Earth and the sun is increasing at a geometric ratio to the amount of tannic acid in all of Neptune's juniper trees. There can only be one solution, Stupid Larry. We must destroy the sun.
Can't we think this through, Commander Wack?
Of course not. Fire one.
Wow.
Fire two. Did we hit it, Stupid Larry?
I don't know.
Did we destroy the sun?
It's too dark to see anything, Commander Wack.
Well, it's getting a little cold out here, too. It's a bit strange.
Will the Earth be saved from a fiery death at the hands of the evil sun? Well, point your radio telescopes toward the constellation Aquarius this time next week for more thrilling interplanetary adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Does this mean I can get rid of my copper tone, Commander Wack?
That's right, Stupid Larry. And this is Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! Asking all my little space buddies there on the planet Earth that now that it's permanently dark, stay home with your parents forever!
Friends, are you tired of the routine of a new Monte Carlo every year? The cost of private school's too high? Is it a pain in the patchouli oil keeping the pool clean? Well, join the people who've joined Welfare. You know, millions are already enjoying this carefree, wild, and crazy lifestyle, and there's room for millions more. What do the happy people on Welfare get? Food, shelter, money, all the things you have now, but in much smaller quantities. And it's a lot worse, too.
Gosh, Mom, these grits are the worst thing I've ever eaten in my whole life.
What does this lifetime vacation cost? Virtually nothing. The only thing you lose is your privacy. But think of the joy you'll bring to the faceless bureaucrats who will discuss all your intimate secrets as they gather around the water cooler and have lunch at fine restaurants, which they can afford, but you can't. Come on down to your welfare office now. But hurry, this offer good only during the 20th century.
Oh,
This is Diver Dan Doomy, and this is Midnight Mondo, and this is your horoscope, and this is a fraud.
Virgo, you're likely to catch a skin disease today from glossy magazine paper. Wash your hands before returning to work. Aquarius, better take the week off. Your co-workers have been hypnotized and want to include you in a bizarre ritual. Capricorn, that box in your basement is not what you think. Buy garlic and a new crucifix. Pisces, defrosting your refrigerator could lead to new investment opportunities or an electrical accident. Libra, you might get rich today, but probably not. Gemini, mind-altering drugs are not the answer. Alter your feet. Taurus, you may have to change your vacation plans as the people of France are anxious to welcome you as their rightful king. Aries, romance awaits you if you crawl on the ground and talk in big Latin today. Scorpio, your neighborhood police are about to make a terrible mistake. Stay indoors or buy a flak jacket. Cancer, animated hamburgers and milkshakes will play a big part in your romantic intentions. Wear a bib on that big date. Sagittarius, nothing for you today. Leo, beware of people who are nice to you. Shun them if you can.
Take you now to the hovel of Newt and Punch, to unemployed Kennedy impersonators and freeway smugglers, for another episode of What's On.
Hey, Newt, close your eyes and take a look at this.
Hey, what's that big white box you got there, Punch?
Well, it's a washing machine.
Ooh, can you eat it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you better not touch it, Newt. We're going to hold it for ransom. I kidnapped
Ooh,
it.
Oh, good. That means we can teach it to rob banks. This machine, first thing you got to do,
Newt,
write a note
Newt,
to
it tell... can't rob banks, Newt. It's a machine.
Well, maybe it could drive the getaway car. I mean, it's got empathy.
It, here,
it.
Dial this number. Listen
okay.
to this number.
What is it?
312-44444.
Nothing happening.
Newt.
What?
Take the receiver off the hook, Newt. Then commence
oh,
dialing.
Oh, okay. I'll try that.
312-44444. Whoever answers now, you tell them we kidnapped their washing machine and we're going to shoot it dead if they don't pay us $1 million.
Hello, lady? Say, listen, lady, we kidnapped your washing machine, you know. We want $1 million for it or we're going to shoot it dead.
$1 million.
What are you laughing at? Oh, yeah? Well, we'll cut off the lint filter and send it to you in an envelope. What? Why, this is Newt. Yeah, me and Paunch kidnapped your washing machine. Yeah, you know the two guys who live under the interstate bridge there? Well, we're going to need $1 million... Yeah, you know we used to sell the artificial eyes door to door? Sure, you know. No, not that interstate bridge. One down a little further by the feeding pens.
Newt.
Yeah, well, you take a left at the leper farm.
Newt.
You cut me off, Paunch. Now, what'd you do that for?
I feel real sick, Newt.
Sick? Oh, well, here, have some fabric softener.
No thanks, Newt.
Oh, well.
Newt.
What's on, Paunch? Paunch, what's on? What's on? I gotta
know. I'm gonna look.
The failure, the kidnapping,
Newt,
I'm depressed. I gotta watch
here.
The tube. Just
give
do
me
it.
A break, Newt.
Tell me.
All right, listen.
What?
Donnie and Marie.
Ooh, Donnie and Donnie and Marie. I love it, love it, love it.
Oh, this will cheer me up. Guest Harvey Korman does a skin graft on Marie and Marie. Then, in a sketch, Donnie smokes a cigarette while Donnie gets drunk in a singles bar.
Oh, too scary for me. I hate them spook movies. What else, Don?
No.
What else? Come on, tell
you
me.
Never like nothing I like, Newt. Let's see here. Smush.
Oh, S-M-U-H.
That's right, Newt.
Yeah,
smush.
Something smush.
Hawk Lips and Hot Eye defect to Red China, and Trapper Jack is executed for treason.
Mm.
But Sonar finally gets a girl and contracts a dread disease which wipes out the entire U.S. Army. Koreans win war and prepare for assault on Chicago.
No, that's ancient history. I'm just going to play with my pocket calculator now.
Pocket calculator?
Yeah.
What'd you need a pocket calculator for?
I needed one.
You can count your pockets on two hands. What you need is a belt loop calculator.
No, because I like my Olivia Newton-John poster, and that's why...
I think I understand, Newt.
Well, listen, it's time to play with a pocket calculator. Just watch this when you throw it down towards the linoleum floor...
That's the third one this week, and none of them bounced, Ponch.
You didn't get any jacks up either.
Yeah, I just can't figure out what's wrong with these things. Must be bad workmanship or something.
Stay tuned next week for more of What's On. Meanwhile, remember to say meanwhile whenever you have to say meanwhile. It's Midnight Mondo, starring Ogden Edsel. I'm Otis 12, and that's
Diver Dan Newley.
Lots going on tonight, Diver Dan, huh?
Hey, yeah.
Space Commander Whack, Space Commander.
A nostalgic look at the future.
Hey, what else, Diver Dan?
That's hard to say. Oh, but I can say it. Your future in the stars, and your future in motel management.
Hey, and a quick look at radioactive socks. A real quick look. Oh, that's going to be fun. Insulting another overweight celebrity. All sorts of stuff on.
Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? What is the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take? 2 pieces of bread and wish you had some meat.
Midnight Mondo!
Hey, material tonight. We're going to throw a couple of quadrupeds out of a flying metal object. Will they land on the trampoline? Stay tuned and find out.
Save the whales. Save the tuna. Save yourself.
The other day, I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry. The other day, I ate a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun. What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Midnight Mondo.
Well, it's a thankless job, I know it, but show business is in my blood, and I got to do it. But,
oh, it's tough work.
Well, I know it's tough. I got a sweat going, boy. I had to take a break. Well, let's get back to work now. I only got a couple more shovelfuls.
Yes,
just get them going.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
A couple more.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Look.
That ought to do it.
Here
it is.
Got it.
Yeah, scrape the dirt off there. Yeah, there you go. Scrape it off.
Yeah, this is it. I'm sure this is it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Got it clear there?
Yes, yeah, about.
Okay.
All right. Yep.
Okay, there we go. I just... 5 minutes, Mr. Presley. Mr. Presley, 5 minutes.
Welcome to Celebrity Horse Skydiving. Yes, Celebrity Horse Skydiving, featuring the finest horse flesh in the world, skydiving from small airplanes for your viewing pleasure. Celebrity Horse Skydiving brought to you by Super Soft Shave. Not only softens your whiskers, it softens your bone structure. And Smith & Wesson, Smith & Wesson, for those quiet moments between a man and his crippled horse. And now to your host for Celebrity Horse Skydiving, Art Bonanza. Take it away, Art.
This is Art Bonanza. We've got a beautiful day for skydiving. Last week's champion, Ali Dar, already in the air. He had an unfortunate accident through his jockey 10 seconds after takeoff.
Oh, big fella.
He'll be competing this week against Seattle Slough, now approaching his plane. Seattle Slough and Ali Dar competing for those 2 weeks in Martha's Vineyard, the big prize tonight.
Big fella.
Seattle Slew seems to be balking somewhat. Doesn't seem to want to get on the plane. Seattle Slew, beautiful with that, kicking the plane, kicking the plane. Well, we seem to be having a break in the action here, so we're going to take you back to Tijuana for celebrity bullfighting. What's happening in Tijuana?
Well, Ralph, as you can tell down here, we've had a few accidents here in Tijuana. It's been horrible. Rod Stewart's being dragged out of the arena now. It's been Rod Stewart versus Christy McNichol. And, here at Celebrity Bullfighting, we may have to shift to Celebrity Has-Been Bake Off. And back to you, all right.
This is Betty Davis. Celebrity Has-Been Bake Off.
What do I hear?
Hey, yes, sounds like another curtain is dropping right out of the sky to smother another episode of Midnight Mando. Yes, with the Ogdenetzel, I'm Otis 12, that's Diver Dan Doomy.
Steven Sleeper at the controls.
Hey, a lot of big things coming up next week, Diver Dan.
They are. I hope some women drop by or something.
What's on the show?
Oh, yeah. Hey, next week, Tatum O'Neal in a fight to the death with a giant squid. How's
that? All right. Love it. And behind the scenes at a big Hollywood behind the scenes party, if you can get behind that. What else, Diver Dan?
We're going to give something away. We're offering plastic surgery for all the people in Albuquerque.
Also, some tips on avoiding derailed trains, or pardon me, boys, is this a Chattanooga anhydrous ammonia tank car? What else, Diver Dan? There he is.
I'll tell you next week.
Like the summer or the spring. Just put it in writing. If it isn't love, well, the clock on the wall. That's the one I've heard about. You've heard him die. Well, the clock on the wall. Well, there it is.
Used to be on the scene.
Yeah, but that's the clock on the wall. Good night from Midnight Mando.
Within the skies. If it isn't love, then you're a vision, and this is nothing but a dream. So help me. It isn't. And there never was a heaven up above.